next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
And we need all Republicans to be united. That's my objective here. We have so much at stake in this election as Republicans that now is not the time to be fighting amongst each other. Now is not the time to be backing away from our nominee. We have very serious things at stake. For example,
but let me ask you before
Supreme
you go there,
Court
because
the
I want to be clear.
States.
Your tweet said the words, "I'm not for Ryan," if Ryan isn't for Trump. Does that not
right,
mean
if,
that you don't support the House Speaker of your own party?
Well, you have to read the entire tweet. It says, given the stakes of this election, if Paul Ryan is not for Donald Trump, then I'm not for Paul Ryan. It's an if-then statement.
So you're saying, are you giving Paul Ryan effectively a chance to come around and support Donald Trump? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I am encouraging the Speaker of the House and all Republicans to stay on board for 3.5 weeks. That's all we're talking about here. 3.5 weeks. The balance of the Supreme Court hangs on this election.
All right, that's Congressman Jim Bridenstine with us. Well, either, you know, Ryan's going to be with Trump or not. So what's the answer? Anyway, he joins us now. How are you, sir? Glad you called.
Well, thank you, Sean. It's always good to be with you.
Explain in more detail. I don't want to put words in your mouth like whoever was interviewing was. But
So this is really simple. This election, you know, there are people out there who are quote-unquote never-Trumpers. We're talking about Republicans. This election is not about Donald Trump, and this is the case that I made. I worked really hard to get Ted Cruz elected in the state of Oklahoma. In fact, I traveled the country supporting Ted Cruz for president of the United States. I did everything I could to help a different Republican in the primary. When it was over, it took me a long time to come around to Donald Trump. But I'll tell you what finally did it for me. When I saw 24 Republicans, right at the time when it was most important to stay together, 24 Republicans fled. It was like they got scared and they ran away. And what's at stake here is much bigger than whether or not you like Donald Trump. What's at stake here is our very country. It's the Supreme Court of the United States. It's the southern border of the United States. What is on the ballot in November is Obamacare. I will tell you, Donald Trump is not the guy I supported in the primary, but he is exceptionally unique in this race. There is not a single other Republican nominee who could do what Donald Trump has already done, and that is bring into the campaign Bill Clinton and his wife, Hillary Clinton, who silenced and shamed the victims of sexual assault. You have to remember, Hillary Clinton, in the face of Paula Jones and Juanita Broderick and all the others, Monica Lewinsky, she said they were part of this, quote, vast right-wing conspiracy, and we're going to investigate these women, and they're going to have a lot to answer for. Her goal was to silence and shame the victims of her husband. Donald Trump has now brought that into this campaign, and there's not a single other Republican nominee that could have done that. That's why this election is unique, and it's important that Donald Trump continue to make a case of this. And, of course, I saw your show last night giving these women their day, which has been a long time coming, and I appreciate you doing that, Sean.
Listen, Congressman, I appreciate it. In spite of what other people thought, I stayed out of the primaries. And what I said at CPAC in March of 2015 is I said, I'm going to give as much airtime to all the candidates as I can.
Right.
And I'm going to let the people decide. And then when I went back to CPAC this year, I said, I'm going to continue to give as much airtime. And whoever you pick, I'm going to support. And
yeah.
Some people didn't like some coverage or this, but I didn't matter to me whoever won.
Right.
I was going to support. And I respect you. And if it was Ted Cruz, I'd be all over Ted Cruz today. And I'd be his biggest champion. If it was Marco, I would have been his biggest champion. If it was Kasich,
absolutely,
I would have been his biggest champion. I am disgusted, and I have some unfinished business after this election. I don't have the time right now, Congressman, because we got to really focus. This WikiLeaks stuff is so nauseating. It is such a level of absolute corruptness and propaganda and lies and misinformation. I mean, this is the dark arts of political campaigning in terms of how the Clintons operate. So I'm going to focus on that. But after the election, I'm going to spend an awful lot of time on this program focused on all of these pathetic Republicans that have been weak and ineffective and can't see what you just articulated.
And when you have to remember what created Donald Trump to begin with. Republicans forever have been campaigning on, you know, getting rid of Obamacare, and yet we've had the House and we've had the Senate, and we haven't done what was necessary because Republicans are afraid of this or afraid of that. We've had the opportunity to defund Syrian refugee resettlement when the CIA and the FBI, CIA is saying they're going to infiltrate the United States using that program. FBI is saying that we can't properly vet these people, and yet Republicans fund these programs. When you talk about the illegal executive action for amnesty, Congress, according to the Constitution, Congress has the authority to create an uniform rule of naturalization, which means when the president issues an executive order that is a violation of the Constitution, we, being sworn to defend the Constitution, must defund his executive order. Whether it's all the EPA rules and regulations, all of these things, Republicans campaign on, and then we win the biggest majorities that we've had in the House since the 1920s. We flipped 10 senators in the Senate, and then we don't deliver. And Republicans got fed up, and they said, you know what, we're going a different direction. And as you correctly identified, the Republican electorate picked Donald Trump because Republicans have been so weak for so long. And now in the face of this, these same Republicans that gave us Donald Trump are the ones that are abandoning the nominee of the party. And I want to be clear, and I think you just nailed it. When this election is over, if Donald Trump doesn't win, if they think this is over, they're incorrect. It is just beginning. If there are people out there, and this I've heard a number, there's two dozen lawmakers now on my side of the aisle that have either said we're not endorsing, or some have even called for Donald Trump to resign. There is no path at this point after 500,000 or a million Americans have already voted. There is no path for Donald Trump to quit. All they're saying by saying that Donald Trump needs to quit, all they're saying is that Hillary Clinton needs to be our president. That's all they could possibly be saying when they suggest.
Can you believe the collusion, though, that exists between the Hillary camp and the media, the collusion that exists with the Hillary camp and the Justice Department? Can you believe the Hillary collusion with the White House? You know, today's disclosure on every point.
And how hostile the Clintons are to Catholics, and how hostile the Clintons are to evangelical Christians. This is something we have not seen before, and it is very dark. And yet now it's been exposed for what it is.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. I will say this: you're a part of the Freedom Caucus.
I am.
You know, between the Freedom Caucus and a couple of others that aren't members, like Louis Gohmert and Congressman Steve King of Iowa, and I really can't think of anybody else, to be honest.
You're identifying my favorite members.
Okay. You're the only people that I care about that I really have any faith or trust in.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, I feel the same way. There's a group of us. We hang together very strong. It is the Freedom Caucus, and there are others, and we're trying to do everything we can to make sure that the Republican conference is the conservative conference, that we move our Congress in a more conservative direction.
I think it may be time for a new speaker. I'll deal with this after the election, but I think maybe it's time for somebody that can lead.
And I want to be clear on that. My tweet, I sent out a tweet, and given the stakes of this election, if Paul Ryan isn't for Donald Trump, then I'm not for Paul Ryan. I want to be clear. That is an if-then statement. We need to stay together. I'm trying to encourage all Republicans not to flee at the first opportunity, but to stick with this. What is at stake here is bigger than Donald Trump. It is the next 50 years of our country. We're talking about the Supreme Court of the United States hangs in the balance on this election. And if we don't do this right, Sean, the Supreme Court could be 7-2 liberal.
Yep.
That's how important this is.
There goes our country, by the way, Jim, and that's what is at stake here. Let me tell you what else is at stake. Tax increases or no tax increases? A president that recognizes radical Islamists or doesn't recognize? Vetting refugees and taking in 550% more or not? Energy independence or not? A wall or not? Education sent back to local states and communities or not? I mean, I have so had it with these pompous, self-righteous, sanctimonious, The very people, if you look at the exit polls in the primary, the very people that were responsible for creating an opening for Donald Trump, Republican yeah. establishment in D.C., because they failed at a spectacular level. You know, it's funny how they blame me. Hannity, you're responsible. No, I'm not responsible for 65% of Republicans hating all of you. You did that all on your own. You own that. You did it. You built that. Excuse me to quote Obama. They built it. And I'm sorry, but you know what? I'm sick of them all. I'm fed up. They're the ones that yeah. didn't repeal and replace Obamacare. The only guy that stood up was Ted Cruz. The only guy that was willing to use the enumerated power of the purse was Cruz.
You are identifying why Donald Trump became our nominee, and the whole country knows it. And what's funny is that now that this has happened, you've got liberals focusing like a laser on the failings of Donald Trump, and conservatives buying it. You have to remember who's selling the negatives on Donald Trump. It's not conservatives. It's the liberals, and then a lot of our colleagues are buying it, and that's the problem here. That's why it's so important that every Republican stays united for the next 3.5 weeks. Again, I cannot emphasize how important the Supreme Court of the United States is. If nothing else, be a Supreme Court voter, because that's what we're all voting on here.
You know, every single Republican in Congress ought to be speaking out like you are. And to be honest, between you and Louis Gohmert and Steve King, nobody, I got to give Jim Jordan credit. He's been speaking out, too.
But and
Mark Meadows, I think, spoke out. But besides you guys, nobody else is saying a word. They're not saying one word.
Trent, I'll give Trent Franks credit as well. Trent Franks has been speaking out.
Okay, there's six of you. Name one more.
But here's the interesting thing.
Wait. That's six of you. Name one more. How many Republican members of the House?
I don't know. I wish there were more. If you look at what Obama is doing, you've got Barack Obama and you've got Michelle Obama and you've got all the high top people within the Democratic Party all giving massive speeches in front of large audiences on behalf of their nominee, and then you look at all the advocates for Donald Trump, and it's the Freedom Caucus, and the reality is,
I think we need a Freedom Caucus speaker. What do you think?
That could be a possibility.
It could be, couldn't it? Because without the Freedom Caucus, I don't think Paul Ryan can win, can he?
It'd be difficult.
Difficult or impossible? Difficult because he'd need Democrats to vote for him.
Well, it depends how big the majority of the Republican conference is.
That's true. But I don't think any of the Freedom Caucus members are in any political jeopardy that I know of, are they?
There are. I can tell you a couple of them that are that would be that could be in trouble.
All right. Well, tell my staff, and if I can help those guys, we'll put those guys on the air.
They're doing the right things for the right reasons. Scott Garrett is one of them in New Jersey. I love that guy. He is doing the right thing for the right reasons. You could even argue that he's nonpartisan. He's conservative, but he is a solid individual in New Jersey. So if there's if your audience in New Jersey,
anybody else you're worried about, just tell me right now. Tell us.
Well, I think he's the guy that I would give you right now, and if you can have him on your air, I would encourage you to do that.
All right, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Jim Bridenstine. I'm finished with I'm so over these people. Done. All right, let's go to Bobby in Richmond, Virginia. Bobby, how are you? We're glad you called, sir.
Hey, Sean, proud deplorable here, and I just want everybody to understand this election is no longer about Trump versus Clinton or Republican versus Democrat. This is about the working people that make this country go versus the global elitists and their minions that think that they're going to take care of them if they get elected.
This is all about globalism. Hillary wants an open hemisphere, as the WikiLeaks emails and speeches show. It's so much bigger. Listen, there is a real reason the media has turned so hard. The media establishment, the Republican establishment, the Democratic establishment, it's absolutely that. It's absolutely all of that.
It's shocking. It's really amazing to me that more people do not understand what's going on and how their freedoms are being stripped right out from under them. And we've all been a part of this. A lot of this has to do with the American people not standing up sooner. But it's too late. If she wins, it's too late. We can't. The America is dead.
I don't disagree. I'm not going to sit here and lie. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN. Good call, Bobby. 800-941-SEAN again if you want to join us. Hey, in today's world, a lot of important choices you can make. One choice should be easy, and that is ensuring that your computers and all your data are safe. Now, there are all types of threats to your data out there. That's hackers, accidents, natural disasters, ransomware. Now, you need to protect yourself and your business the way I do with Carbonite Backup. Carbonite.com. Set it, forget it. It works automatically, backs up all your personal and work files. Also, it makes recovering them from anywhere, including your phone, quick and easy. Now, the cost of losing files and corporate data, well, that's so much higher than protecting them. For individuals, it's less than $60 a month, for crying out loud, and a lot less for corporations. Now, you can try it for free now at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. These are troubling times. Ransomware, hackers are all over the place. Now, the data, the files on your computers are so valuable, you got to back them up. Just go to Carbonite.com. Join me, millions of others, Carbonite.com. All right, when we come back, your phone calls and much more, 800-941-SEAN. Hannity tonight at 10. What do they not want you to know that's in WikiLeaks? And could the president, does the president need to answer what did he know and when did he know it? 10 Eastern on Fox.
Focused on finding solutions to today's biggest problems. This is The Hannity Show. Sean Hannity.